You're listening to The Andres Segovia Show.
Welcome, everyone, to The Andres Segovia Show. This is an announcement podcast because there's a couple of things that you need to be aware of if you're a property owner or a housing provider, because tomorrow, Thursday, September 17, there is an event that you should be aware of if you're not already following or subscribe to the Apartment Owners Association, then I recommend that you do so. Everything I'm going to mention right now is going to be available on the show notes accompanying this episode at www.deandresegovia.com. So I'm going to leave links to the AOA USA webpage, because tomorrow they have a seminar that you're going to want to know about, because the question is, and I'm sure it's probably on your mind if you're dealing with tenants, is what is the state of the unlawful detainer actions during the COVID-19 moratoriums? So they're going to give another update on that, especially after AB 3088 was passed. So this information is going to be explained tomorrow. It's at 10 a.m. September 17, 2020. It's going to be online, so I'm going to be leaving links to those events so you can register if you have to, or tune in if you're on YouTube and subscribe to the channel of AOA USA so you don't miss out on that. On top of that, you'll also be able to learn about whether it's worthwhile selling your property. I know there's a lot of Californians right now that have the ability to sell, and they're questioning, is it worthwhile to sell? And if they do so, should they try doing a 1031 exchange, or should they, because the property values are still considered high, do a cash out refinance and invest somewhere else? There's a lot of different ways you can go about investing. The question is now the right time? So that's also going to be covered on that event, because how has COVID-19 impacted the SoCal property values? And I, as a broker, can tell you, it's a mixed bag. It depends on where you are. But I can tell you, people are still buying and sellers are pretty much getting what they're asking for. So that's my anecdotal take on that. Depends on where you are. But this one's going to be talking more in detail, especially about the SoCal property values. So you're not going to want to miss out on that. So the last thing that I want to announce, and this one, I wish I could go over it with you all, but I'd rather not steer you wrong. It's best that you hear it directly from the attorney himself. This is from the Brennan Law Firm. They put out a post yesterday giving an update on what is called the 15-day pay or quit notices, declarations, etc. So just to give you the abstract of it, the Brennan Law Firm is providing the appropriate notices to be used for the service of pay or quit for unpaid rent that accrued during the COVID pandemic. This is pursuant to the aforementioned AB 3088, because there are different time periods for which notices may be served, and the notice requirements vary between those time periods. Additionally, there are different tenant declarations that must be served with the notices, and a third type of notice for high-income tenants. So a lot of it is being digested and explained by lawyers, and I'd rather they be the ones to explain it, because that's their expertise. I'm just passing on the information and the ability for you to obtain it. So that's it for these updates I wanted to share with you. Hopefully you're tuning in on time. And if you're tuning into the program Thursday, September 17, 2020, before 10 a.m., you still have a chance to tune into the seminar. And if you missed it, most likely they're going to be reposting it for a limited time, so you'll be able to catch up on the aforementioned information. So once again, that does it for this episode. All the links that and all the information that you need can be found at www.deandresegovia.com. Find the show notes accompanying this episode, and you'll have the information that you need. Thank you so much for tuning into this latest episode of the program. Like, share, subscribe, stay in the know. Remember to share this with everyone you know, because all of you need to be aware of what's going on, how to deal with it, what your options are, and what's coming, especially as we get close to November 3rd. I will see you on the next one.